It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
Alrighty, let's get to it. Part two of the show you listen to, Davinson. Thank you guys for hanging out with us if you're listening live and if you're listening to the podcast. We appreciate that too. Countdown season. So the anti-love Valentine's Day countdown. This is where we each come with three cases of love, or failed love, I should say, in the past year. And we try to find the biggest three love fails. And listen, it'd be easy to go with assault or murder. Anybody could do that. With the thoughts crossed all of our minds.
But
we're exactly. We're looking for creativity. You need a little panache.
Yes.
So if you're going to kill somebody, don't just smother them with a pillow. You know, put their dick in a vice first. Then smother them with a pillow and put a peacock up their ass.
When we started,
you have that story.
When we,
I thought that story was from 2015.
When we do this with all the April's Fools, we do it with this. When we first started doing it, it was stories, and then it got a little competitive. And then what we have found,
if you guys would just admit I'm the king, we could stop this.
Well, if and as we have progressed through the years with this, we have been looking and finding at some of the most hideous things mankind has to offer, and sitting there going,
but enough about you.
Yeah. I just sitting there and going, yeah, I could beat him with this.
That's what it's come down
and
to.
It's come, and I think after the I don't know if it was the April Fool's one or what we or the Father's Day one or the Mother's Day one.
I think it was Father's Day.
We all felt just like off. We thought about just stop doing this.
Well, that was with the kids. And we'll get to those rules. We don't need those rules. But in this game, people can die.
Oh.
People can die. Horrible things happen. We encourage it. Or you could just be really silly and funny.
Yeah.
That's good, too.
Yes.
So with that, I will kick us off. For my third entry, and I'll play a little anti-love song medley in the background for your listening pleasure to a little background music. And I'll kick us off with my contender number three.
Okay.
For my third biggest love fail of the year. And that's not the story. You have to argue sometimes to prove why yours is worthy of being on the board. This is no average nature lover. Michael Golorski was allegedly drunk and high on cannabis and cocaine when he tried to have sex with a pile of leaves. In a UK hotel parking lot last month, the Manchester Evening News reported, Premier Inn workers noticed the 26-year-old acting suspiciously in the hotel lot even before he got frisky with the fallen fall foliage.
Well, say that three times fast.
Fallen fall foliage, fallen fall foliage, fallen fall foliage.
Not bad.
You pulled that one.
I just can't say politicalization.
Yeah, it's a bit of a hurdle. I'm not even going to say, there's words I can write. No, I fuck up all the time.
I think you might have actually had the correct pronunciation on that one.
Yes.
Anyway, then we saw a white male with his trousers down, and we could see his bum. An unnamed hotel staffer said in a statement read in court, there was nothing between me and this male. He was about a car length away from me, and he appeared to be having sex. Workers at the Stockport, England hotel soon discovered he was merely thrusting into a mound of autumn leaves with his pants around his ankles in full view of family diners at a nearby restaurant. At one stage, I shouted to him, what are you doing, you dirty bastard?
You're fucking the leaves! Stop fucking the leaves!
He's not Scottish.
Sounds funny that way. Don't ruin the bit. Stop fucking the leaves!
They don't like it.
I had to get a landscaper. Stop fucking the leaves!
In his defense. They were autumn leaves, so they were pretty colors.
They were too flat to consent.
Yes. Too flat to consent?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, dear.
Okay, anybody.
That was a verbal pat on the head if I ever felt one.
Yep.
Well, usually when my hand's on your head, it pushes gently down.
I noticed.
What are you doing, you dirty bastard? He then leapt up, pulled his trousers up, and sat in the bushes, the witness statement continued.
Oh, no, he's going after more shrubbery.
He's not finished.
Confined into the leaves.
The leaves were tough to rake as they were all stuck together.
Did that make them easier to rake?
if they're already a pile.
The never seen white leaves before.
The leaves were easier to rake because they were all stuck together.
He was helping, Joe. That's what he was doing. People,
that's
it was
what I would have said. That's what I would have said.
It was like he made his own Rice Krispie bar out of leaves.
Will you give her the pat on the head, or shall I?
I think it's going to be with a shovel.
Wow!
There's that hostility I love.
Damn!
This is why people scroll anarchy in your fucking car.
And that was me.
Yeah. Let's see. Cops were called as the workers continued yelling at Galarski, who emerged from the shrubs after about 10 minutes. Got to finish. He gave no explanation for what he was doing. I think it's self-evident. I was concerned for the hotel guests. There were children staying at the hotel. That's not how you fuck leaves. You gotta ask for consent before. You just can't thrust yourself on leave. They were living things too.
They were concerned for the children. The children aren't shrubbery. They were
yeah,
fine.
But children like to play in like piles of leaves.
Oh,
so if there was like
God.
a little tyke in the leaves.
And I was only afraid of spiders and ticks.
Wow, didn't think about that. It's a good point. Thank you for making my case. Defense lawyer Neville Warburton told the court his client, who had previous convictions for harassing his parents, was mortified with no recollection of the unsavory incidents.
Parents, ironically, look like maple leaves.
Unsurprisingly, this is relating to some information that he took drugs ranging from cocaine to cannabis and alcohol, Burton said. He cannot explain his behavior. He's entirely embarrassed by that. Galarski pleaded guilty to pot possession. Well, that's a plan. And public indecency. He paid a $158 fine and has served 8 weeks in jail. Think about your life. Make sure you do go out and seek help, Magistrate Edward Tasker told Galarski. Unfortunately for you, it is you who have found yourself in this position.
Huddle, right, over a pile of leaves. Stop right. Fucking the leaves!
All right, let me make my case here. Okay. Which I think my case is self-evident. I understand about putting your dick in random places. Believe me, I know the struggle.
I'm not touching anything in this house ever again.
Nor should you. But the leaves are safe. You know why the leaves are safe? Because there's nothing attractive about leaves. It won't feel good. It's not tight. It's not warm. It's not wet. It's not snug. There's nothing. It's scratchy. It's buggy. It's crinkly. There's nothing sexy about fucking leaves. Nothing. I could even understand a hole in a tree because it's a hole. There's nothing sexy about that.
Ooh, scratchy bark.
Exactly. But I could understand it. And that, to further that point, you can't get off in a pile of leaves. You can thrust.
Says you.
There's nothing there. You need friction. The thing about leaves. Listen, here's my rule when it comes to fucking things.
Oh, if
the wind can scatter it, I don't fuck it. These are some of the rules I live by. I'm a man of rules.
If the wind can scatter it, I don't fuck it.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Tell me I'm wrong. I'm not wrong. Not only this. If you're gonna fuck the leaves,
yes,
you gotta do that in your backyard at night. You can't be doing it in broad daylight out for everybody to see. People are gonna talk. And now you're an exhibitionist too. You're not only a leaf fucker, you're an exhibitionist.
Oh my God, leaf fucker.
And to go to Pip's point, you're gonna get bitten on the dick by something. Yeah. You're gonna scratch. Maybe a twig gets you in the dick hole.
Oh.
So that is my case.
It's totally dangerous.
But not in a fun way. Not like I'm going to bang this hooker tranny and hope I don't get AIDS way. Not that type of...
Or you hope somebody comes around the corner and catches you at it. Well, they did.
Right. This isn't fun danger. What was it the tranny and hooker that confused you, Joe?
Yeah, Joe has got his brow is furrowed and he's looking at Devin with new appreciation or fear. I'm not sure.
Before you get to your story, are you going to challenge me? I feel like there's something you want to say.
Well, I would say maybe piece of plastic. A piece of plastic could be even worse than that.
Why? I can wrap plastic around my dick and cut it off and, like, you know, get that thing and then you release.
Oh, good. You're taking requests.
Part three in our show.
If it wins the bit, so be it.
Is there a couch around that he could use?
Yes, you can stick your dick in between cushions.
As long as you don't get the
I've heard.
The vacuum hose out.
That I understand. They're sucking.
Ball washers. Golf. You know.
Yeah.
They're stuff.
All things we've considered.
Especially
so,
me.
All right, Joe. What's your story?
Man dodges jail time for trying to have sex with a traffic cone at a train station.
Oh, fuck.
A British man.
I sense a theme. By the way, before you go on, what did not make my list was a deer who was fucking a camouflage deer and fucked its head off. That did not make the list, but it was in contention. because I'm like, well, these are people, and that's just a fucking dumb deer. But yeah, there's a video of that. The deer's just fucking away the thing, and then the head pops off, and the deer immediately stops, looks at the head, and then sniffs the head. Does not. He literally fucked the head off a fake deer. But that did not make the list.
That's an impressive buck.
Yeah, a buck who knows how to fuck. What would you do for a buck that could fuck your head off? That's something you'd like.
You might suck a buck that could fuck like that.
You might suck a buck that could fuck like that. If you had any luck.
I'd suck a buck that could fuck like that. If I had any luck.
If it was in Canada, it could be a Canuck. Anyway.
You'd have to go there by truck. But nonetheless.
Which you like to drive. But he must be home by 5. All right, Joe, your story, please.
Man dodges jail time for trying to have sex with a traffic cone at train station. A British man tried to have sex with a traffic cone inside a train station elevator, steered clear of jail Thursday when a judge sentenced him to drug rehab, according to a report. Two workers at the Wigan North Station in Greater Manchester observed Trevor Smith, 48, thrusting his hips as he sat on an elevator floor with his pants and underwear pulled down on April 14th. Smith told cops...
I like how the date matters.
Yeah.
Because <Yeah.
laughs> if that was June, it makes sense.
Yeah, but April,
it's
that's
code
just
fucking
perverted.
Season.
Yeah.
If it was April 1st...
Fucking season.
It is code fucking season. April's too early.
That's when cones go into heat.
That is when cones go into heat.
Well, it's actually a little bit warmer. You don't get any shrinkage because that ruins
that's
everything.
That's when cones look their best. They're just outside in a line in the middle of a road.
Look at you, little...
Just a gaggle of cones.
Yeah, it's hard. Sometimes I pull over and go, God, if it wasn't for these pesky construction workers, I could have an orgy.
Look at all those orange strumpets lying out there.
Take a break, fellas. I need some me time.
See that sign? Give him a break. We'll take a break. Oh, God. Oh,
go God.
Go around. Go around. I'm working here.
The only guy working over there. Look at him.
Oh, he's fucking like a jackhammer. I'll give him that.
Oh, he's working it.
Now's the time to yawn.
Yeah. I'm tired.
Was the show boring thus far, Joe?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. So... His pants, he was discovered on an elevator floor with his pants and underwear pulled on April 14th. Smith told cops who discovered him on top of the cone with the residue of white powder on his
well,
face.
Wait, what?
Residue of white powder?
He had a residue of white powder on his face.
Okay.
You know?
I don't think that's
is that how cones
cone
come?
Fucking.
I was in complete shock and have and never seen. I was in complete shock. And I have not seen anything like that in all my working time on the railroad.
He should have been by the hotel. He could have seen a guy fucking leaves. He wouldn't be so shocked. Yeah.
One of the men said Smith was clearly under the influence of drugs at the time.
Oh, man, you think. Yeah.
That's not sober behavior.
When the lift door opened, that's for an elevator in Old England.
Thanks, well, Jeff.
When the lift door opened, the defendant was now on top of the cone and appeared to be thrusting his hips through he was having sex with it. Though he was having sex with it, prosecutor Duncan Wilcox said, no pun intended, it was clearly a lift to which members of the public had access. You know, they have a private cone fucking lift.
Lift.
Smith told him.
Yeah, but in this guy's defense, the cone wanted it.
and
cone knows what it did.
When the door opened, people just went, sorry to interrupt.
Just sitting there all sexy.
So sorry, but don't fuck the leaves. Smith told investigators that he spent the hours leading up to the incident boozing it up while watching soccer. Basically watching traffic. his friends thought he was getting down, so they gave him a substance he believed to be cocaine to perk him up, the court heard. Police found him with a bag of narcotics and arrested him on suspicion of a drug offense. Smith told police he entered the elevator thinking it was a locked room and didn't remember anything else. He has eight previous convictions, including two public sex acts.
Oh, my God.
What were those cones' names?
Well, in 2012, a female neighbor saw him performing a sex act naked while on all fours on the roof of a kitchen, according to the report.
What, did he get a funnel?
I guess the kitchen got
cheese jealous. Grater.
Yeah.
Ooh, ow.
He received a conditional discharge. Yeah.
That explains the powdery white substance.
Oh, God.
but was arrested 3 years later, found performing an indecent act in a car. When asked to stop by a passerby, Smith refused and continued to pleasure himself for up to 40 minutes.
Yeah, don't be a nosy Nelly. Yeah. I'm working over here.
40 minutes. Hold on a second. I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah. I could go that long.
Smith was slapped with a three-month jail stint after he violated a three-year sentence of community service. Yeah, well, the community says not fucking the cones. On Thursday, Judge Martin Walsh let Smith off, just like the cone did, with a suspended sentence and ordered him to take part in a drug rehab program for up to 30 weeks. Thankfully, no members of the public witnessed the disgusting behavior that was taking place. Any decent members of the community who might have been witness the offense would have been utterly appalled.
Do you have any arguments, or should we go on to Pip? Anything to strengthen your case? Or are you going to let the case speak for itself?
I say having sex with a cone is a lot rougher than having it with leaves.
Not even close.
Yeah, it is close. Why is it close?
We'll see. Maybe Pip wins outright.
I don't even want to read mine.
Oh, all right. Read yours, and then we'll
You're
dismissed.
Well, yeah.
Read the story. Well, all right. You know.
Excuse me.
Cock. Cone. Sorry.
Cone.
Is that why powdery substance on your face?
Cone me. Florida man arrested for throwing burrito at girlfriend.
Oh, Pip.
I know.
You brought
a
burrito to an inanimate orgy fight.
I know. I had no idea.
An orgy fight.
A Pasco County, Florida man is behind bars after deputies said he hit his girlfriend with a burrito.
Maybe Peter, it's another word for cock.
I don't know. So, let's see, you guys had cones, something with holes in it.
I
got a burrito shape.
Is that sour cream? No.
Peter LaLacqua, 41, was arrested Monday in connection with an incident that happened last week. According to an arrest report, LaLacqua was arguing with his girlfriend Friday at their home on Felsdale Avenue in Port Richey when it happened. They have to tell everybody where they live?
I play Port Richey.
At some point during the argument.
Giggles
had a room there.
While they were arguing about how funny Davin was or wasn't during his gig.
See?
Deputy
he
said,
was funny. Burrito throwing funny.
I'll show you. Deputy said LaLacqua shoved the woman into a chair and threw his burrito at her, hitting her on
definitely,
the left side of her face.
That's definitely code for cock.
The first deputy who responded to the scene saw the contents of the burrito on the victim's face, neck, shoulder, and chest area, the arrest report says. LaLacqua left the scene after the incident. Deputies called him to let him know about the allegations against him, but say he refused to cooperate and wouldn't tell them where he was. The arrest report then says he turned his phone off. Deputies were eventually able to find LaLacqua and arrest him for domestic battery. First of all, don't waste food. Secondly, I can't believe that they arrested him for domestic battery for throwing a burrito at her. Half of what's it called? Animal House would have been domestic battery charges during the food fight issue. Thirdly, this is nothing compared to your story. So
good girl.
Right.
Good girl.
That was a very nice and enchanting story.
Now look.
It's like he's defending Trump, that look in his eyes. We're about to talk inanimate object fucking policy. All right. The floor is yours.
You ever see
Don't fuck it.
You see a traffic cone? It's all rough on the edges and stuff like that. You're gonna screw it. You can hurt your dick with that. Leaves are nice and fluffy. No,
first of all, they're not. You know that. They're autumn leaves. They're crunchy. First of all, at least with a cone, there's a fucking hole. Yeah, I could understand if your dick is big enough, you could get the friction on the side. Second of all, no witnesses. Mine did it in front of fucking a live studio audience. So, therefore, my leaf fucker is number three. What say you, Pip?
I'm sorry, but as much as I enjoyed the leaf fucker, I just love the vision of the lift door opening and there's this guy pounding
but that's
away
not worse.
A cone.
But that's not worse. That's not a bigger fail. You can get off with a cone. Joe will show you.
Later.
You were going to show me with the leaves.
Well, it's winter. There's no leaves. Next fall. Remind me.
Remind him next year not to rake.
Right. This show ends in August. Anyway. There's no way that's a bigger love fail. Because you can get off with a fucking cone because it's a hole. You can construct. Because guys like to stick their dick in holes. There's no hole.
What?
Yes, even you.
It's been known to happen.
Not the best way to win a case, but anyway.
Yeah, really. It's like case dismissed.
There's no way leaves have a hole. There's no way. It's like it's a, there's no fucking friction.
Literally.
There's no, it's a bigger love fail. There's no planning. There's no, I can get off this way. This is just literally, I'm here, fuck it. That's literally the whole thing. There's no way a cone is worse than a pile of leaves and where nobody saw it and mine's doing it in front of children in a fucking hotel, by a hotel, and then sits and thinks about it in the bushes for 10 minutes, goes, I could fuck this shrub. There's no way.
And
there's,
they have done.
There's no way.
But my guy, he was having a drug problem.
This so
is the
mine.
Third time he was caught. You
What's
know?
That have to, my guy's been caught for shit too. What's that have to do with anything?
They were both. Neither of them remembered doing these.
The difference between the two things is yours has a hole and mine has witnesses. Those are the differences.
Now, did this guy publicly know he was? Did this guy consciously know he was in a public place when he was fucking the leaves?
You know, but like both cases, they don't. I don't know what happened.
Yes or no? What was he?
Yeah. He claims that he doesn't understand what happened.
No, yeah. He didn't know.
This guy went into a train station and was doing it.
Yeah, but he thought he went into a room.
Yeah. Yeah,
he didn't know he was in
They're
a.
They're both drug addicts.
He didn't know he was in an elevator.
It's a push there. The only difference is there's no. I could see getting off with a cone because I thought about it. I could see swallow, as I said to her many a time.
You can say that to the cone.
They can't.
You were gonna fuck a traffic cone
all the time. For the purposes of this fucking bit, I was.
That's why he's not allowed to drive anymore.
Listen, I could see a traffic cone the same way I could see. A vacuum cleaner or in between the couches, I could see you're going to get friction. I'm not saying I condone it. I'm not saying I suggest it. I understand the thinking behind it.
You've never made love to your exhaust pipe on your car?
I'm not saying I have or I haven't. Next question, counselor.
Slapping his balls against the bumper? Okay.
All right. I don't know.
That's why the neighbors don't like him.
I have to be like...
Little ball marks on the chrome from slapping.
Big ball marks, thank you. Little fucking turtle waxing it off.
You know what? No, honestly, I have to call this one a draw. Both of these inanimate object fuckers were great.
Night.
I got to call it a draw.
Night.
All right.
Nice work, counselor.
Yeah. All right, so Pip will go first, I will go second, and Joe will go third on this one.
Okay, hang on one second, because you know.
Sure,
I'm
let's stop
organize.
The show for you. You didn't know this was coming up.
No, I had no idea. This is really
Of course,
great.
We're live. We're doing the stories. Why would this ever come up?
She's just hanging her head in shame at that burrito story.
Oh, I might be doing it again. Guy calls off wedding after fiance nearly kills his dog at her bachelorette party. As Billy Madison once said, you got a pet, you got responsibility. Sadly, not everyone heeds his words of wisdom. Recently, one Reddit user asked everyone if he was an asshole for calling off his wedding after his fiance almost killed his dog. User, whatever his name is, shared...
Protecting the innocent?
No, it's just
user,
a...
User, whatever his name is.
It's
like, feh.
Yeah.
I can't be bothered.
Meh.
Shared the story of how he left his fiance home with his 7-year-old lab mix while she was having a bachelorette party at the house. The rest of the story is incredibly fucked up. Me, 28-year-old male, and fiance, 27-year-old female, have been together for 4 years, engaged for 6 months. I also have a 7-year-old lab mix who is the greatest dog in existence. On Saturday, fiance had a bachelor party at home. I stayed with my parents, but I left the dog with her because she likes having him there. However, I made sure to tell her to put the dog in our bedroom once the party gets going. 5 a.m. on Sunday, I get a frantic call that something's wrong with the dog. She was drunk, so I told her to get a taxi and go to the emergency vet clinic. When I got there, she looked like she hadn't stopped crying for hours and she couldn't even speak. Two of her friends were there, so they told me that my dog is alive but not well. I felt sorry for her for an entire 10 minutes while waiting for the doctor. But then, the doctor told me my dog ingested large amounts of alcohol and chocolate edibles. The girl apparently thought it would be cool to leave everything out on short coffee tables, leave the dog to wander around instead of putting him in our bedroom, and then get wasted and not notice he was going to town with the booze and the edibles. That was the last straw for him. He was done. When we got home, I told my fiance to pack and get out of the house and my life. I told her to tell the guests the wedding is off and I'll tell mine. She was shocked, but she took her things and left. 2 hours later, I get bombarded by messengers on Messenger, WhatsApp, by her sister, brother's wife, her mom, or friends, telling me that I am sane to do this after 4 years. They started off defending her, but it quickly turned into insulting me. The logical thing for me to do was to look for comfort in my friends and family. Nope. They all fucking agree. My mom said, well, it was a mistake. She didn't do it on purpose. Besides, the dog didn't die. Oh, lucky me, eh? My dog didn't fucking die. My sister was appalled that I canceled the wedding. Over that? And even my best man said that I might have overreacted. Yes, our relationship had ups and downs, but it's mostly worked fine. But I'm so disgusted at my fiancé that I can't even imagine looking her in the eye, let alone spending my whole life with her. She isn't fucking 17, she's 27. By the way, this is not the first dumb thing she's done. She likes to text while driving. She always leaves stuff on the electric stove, like kitchen towels, the cutting board.
What a bitch.
Even though she has turned on the wrong burner and burnt whatever was on it several times in the past.
Has she ever taken a date to the dollar store?
And similar dangerous things.
Has he hard-boiled eggs and forgot about them and went to sleep? And woke it up at 1:30 in the morning to the hood going like the Concorde because there's the live flame under that.
It's not something I hold against her in the sense that I would ever mention in a fight, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't worried that she might end up killing herself or someone else. For example, my dog. I'm 99% sure I will stand by my decision, but am I really an asshole? Literally, nobody is on my side, and I have no idea what to think.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
In all honesty, if a person is unable to care for a pet and be responsible with them, it shows that they wouldn't be able to be responsible enough to take care of kids. And if the person thinks that caring for a pet is not as important as caring for a child, who wants to be with them anyway? So, my thing is, here's some... the last bit is what really made me go, yeah, you're totally right. This woman is so completely... unable to take care of simple things without like trying to destroy the house or trying to like damage things, that's a fail. They're done. I totally agree with him.
I think it's a little much. Right. I mean, I understand why he's upset, but
oh no, I think they're done.
Okay.
I wouldn't marry her. She sounds like a problem.
Yes, thank you. She's a problem waiting to happen, and it did almost happen. Mm. She almost killed the dog.
Meanwhile, the dog wants to follow the black crows around now. Booze and alcohol.
Oh.
Drugs.
Thank you.
That didn't help.
I didn't.
Not one bit. Shall I go?
Yes.
A Detroit man is recovering after a woman he was kissing bit off his tongue, according to the map. Yes, that's what Pip's jaw dropped, the eyes open. That's what I want. That's how I know I'm onto something.
You just like that look anyway.
I most certainly do. It's like a blow-up doll. It's like a blow-up doll. It's everything I want in a woman.
Let me
fucking
get the red
speechless.
Lipstick.
Speechless with the mouth fucking open and with the look, you're like, please serve me, I have another. Like a fucking cone or a pile of leaves. That's what I'm looking for.
He just likes a really sexy pile of leaves.
I most certainly do. Yulette Wedgeworth, 52, and the man were engaged in a consensual kiss on January 28th. When the incident occurred, police and prosecutor allege she had asked him to not put his tongue in her mouth. When he did anyway, she bit it off. Prosecutor Eric Smith told CNN. CNN has attempted to reach Wedgeworth for comment.
Because he can't say anything.
Well, no, she can. He can. Police responded to the incident and found the man bleeding from his mouth and missing about 1 inch of his tongue.
Oh!
Yeah, that's a lot.
Damn.
I believe this is the first case of this nature in my 27 years in the prosecutor's office.
1 inch is a lot with a tongue.
It most certainly is. Police were able to recover the man's tongue in his apartment bedroom. He was transported to an area hospital, and Wedgeworth was taken into custody without further incident. There was no immediate word of the man's condition. Wedgeworth was charged with aggravated assault, a misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in jail, and a $1,000 fine. A pre-conference trial is coming up February 19th. All right, we got a couple fails here. First of all, the first fail is you're failing to listen to your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
When your significant other says, please don't put your tongue in my mouth, you don't put the tongue in the mouth.
You don't put anything delicate in a place that can bite.
Yes. It escalated.
But sometimes things go there.
Once.
Yeah, but not if the thing with teeth says no.
It escalated from please to assault in a split second. An inch of a tongue means he didn't just like slip her the tongue. He fucking went balls deep, so to speak, with the tongue.
He went tonsils deep.
Yeah, he went tonsils. Like, he went all fucking in. Like, he's like, let me just see if I can just try a little bit, like, a little tip of the tongue. He's like, nah, fuck it. I'm going, fuck. No, she don't. No doesn't mean no. But no meant
no.
No
means all.
Yeah.
Is what he thought.
So, yeah. This was a love fail.
Wow.
Joe.
Wow. Yeah, it could be a little violent. Be a little violent.
What do you got? Number two. Joe's surprised, too, by how this proceeds.
Well, we get immersed in the story, and then you go, oh, me. Oops.
I'm sorry, I just had the order wrong. Oops. Florida woman arrested after allegedly grabbing boyfriend's testicles, squeezing them until they were bleeding.
I feel we get that story every year.
Well, apparently it's a popular move.
I feel like you guys just searched Florida, too.
Searched it everywhere, dude.
Yeah, it was fucking rough. Right?
Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah.
Pip and I spent 2 days.
Yeah. And why did I not find the ball squeezing? What I looked.
You don't know where to find balls.
I went in and found, you know, and I'm going with what I brung, you know. Katie Lee Pitchford.
Is that your, like, impression of, like, an old Jewish man who doesn't know if he should send back the soup or not?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now you've added another impression.
Yeah. Katie Lee Pitchford, 21, was arrested and charged after allegedly assaulting her live-in boyfriend until he bled. The Indian Harbor Beach Police Department were called to the scene.
Have not played that time.
Yeah. Reporting this girl became enraged and attacked her boyfriend in an altercation early last Tuesday. Pitchford of Florida Indian Beach, Indian Harbor Beach, continuously struck her boyfriend, who was not named, with her fists and scratched the left side of his face, he told police. He also told officers that Pitchford grabbed him by his balls and squeezed them until he were bleeding.
By the balls!
By the balls!
There's a song about Paul Bond.
Yes.
Oh, I don't
grabbed him by the balls and squeezed them until they were bleeding, according to the report. He said he was
gotta make a point.
Yeah, he was only able to escape after she put his hands around his throat, leaving him unable to breathe and forcing him to wrestle her by the arms. Officers noted the man had blood running down the left side of his face and visible bruising on his left eye. Pitchford told police the two had been arguing, but there was no physical altercation. After being placed in a patrol car, she asked if she could talk to her boyfriend because she wanted to say she was sorry. A little too late for that, stupid. It was not immediately cleared what caused the fight. Pitchford was charged with domestic violence, battery, and remained in jail Tuesday following a disturbing incident, according to online records from the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. She was already on felony probation for resisting an officer with violence and battery on a firefighter in November 2017.
She doesn't like anything with a hose.
I get it. Nice.
I mean, it's a good story. I'm not going to take that away from you. But I feel like the dick is so easy. I found a bunch of dick stories.
What, are you reading reviews on yourself?
That's not going to score you any points. What you doing, dick? But I feel like in these altercations, which invariably take place in Florida more often than not.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
The dick and the balls are always the first thing to go. Ever since John Wayne Bobbitt, there's always... Like, I saw stories with dicks being cut off. I didn't use them. I saw a story with an accidental blowjob that led into a guy having a black cock when it started as a white cock and it caused all sorts of problems. I didn't use it. Because we're trying to be creative. I feel like the tongue is unique. And just the fact that she goes, no, don't do that. And he fucking did it. That's a huge love. We don't know what these two kids were fighting about. Was it silly or was he being a dick? We don't know what the story was.
I have had silly arguments with men before and I have never squeezed the life out of their balls to prove my point.
No. But you never lived
or
in Florida. But you never lived
them
in Florida, to be fair.
Right.
No, I visited, but I felt the toxins getting
I
in.
Feel
and
like
I left.
This is a bigger love fail because she said no, 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 and he said yes, 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 and he went a fucking inch in. It was like just a failure to communicate and listen and respect each other before we got to the assault. We both have assault.
Do you have a feeling that the guy with the balls didn't say no?
No, I don't think that. I think it was more like a lunging thing.
And then he couldn't speak life was being squeezed out of him.
I don't know what led up to that.
I'd be curious to know.
He gave her a ring. What are you?
That's important. Was it a cock ring? Was it an engagement ring? I mean, these are important. Was it Collins ring?
Let me slip this on you.
Was it precious? We need to know these things. I feel like this backstory.
I'd like to know what they were arguing about. If there weren't drugs or alcohol involved,
right?
I want to know what the hell.
We know what happened here. She says, please don't stick your tongue in my mouth. And he goes, you don't mean that. And he fucking stuck an inch of his tongue. I feel it's more creative, more entertaining, and a bigger love fail because it was such a failure to communicate and respecting one's needs.
I think on my stance is...
We're not even considering yours, dear.
No. I knew that.
Yeah, it's like Dear Abby shit.
Dear Reddit.
Dear Reddit.
Joe's a scumbag. And furthermore...
but she almost killed his dog.
Almost.
We're talking...
Close enough.
We're talking serious shit here, dear.
Stop.
Balls and tongue.
Two of my favorite things. I like when we combine them.
That sounds like a name of a pub.
Or a big great name
that
of
women
a band.
Don't go to.
Balls and Tongue.
I'll meet you down at the Balls and Tongue for some shots.
Yeah, let's get down to the Balls and Tongue for some mash. Sounds like a jolly good idea. I love going to the Balls and Tongue.
For some mash and smash.
Mash and smash. Hello, my good man. Welcome to the Balls and Tongue.
I don't want to go there with a good man. What's fucking wrong with you? I want to go there with a good woman.
All right. Come on, my lady. I'm not the Balls and Tongue. I love going now. Oh, that's very nice. Get in the car and we'll head on down there. Down the old Lancashire Road.
I feel like, though, if we're going to use that accent, it really should be Bullocks and Tongue.
No, it's Balls and Tongue.
It's Balls and Tongue. Bullocks and Tongue.
If we're going to use that accent.
True.
Now, bullocks is too wordy. Balls is...
But that's what they would say, if we're being correct.
Yeah.
You want to be correct? You want a political, poetic license? I'd say a little poetic license.
Go on, Pip.
I think there was nothing poetic about it. Unless you're being this...
Well, the guy without a tongue can't say the word limerick anymore. I'll fucking tell you that much.
This is tough. You guys stacked your stories the same way.
I haven't. I went into a bit. I did not present my case.
Oh, yes. Please present your case.
My case in your thing is basically...
Oh, you're going right on the attack, are you, scumbag?
Well, no.
I see how we're playing.
I love the way he goes. You're really going... You're really going to... Yeah, right.
Where's Justice Roberts? Where's Chief Justice Roberts? A little respect and decorum.
Probably quit today in protest.
I don't like the way you've treated the story. I don't like the way my family has been treated over the story.
Yes. I feel like I'm finally being heard.
Your story, interesting. Your story, a little originality.
Now I'm getting a little pat on the head.
Yeah. Your story, you know, very, very interesting.
What are you pushing his head towards, Joe?
But the key words here is pain. Both are extremely, extremely painful. Beyond words to compare. Painful. However, grabbing somebody's testicles to the bleed, in my opinion, is more painful than having your tongue bit.
Not if she doesn't have soft hands. If she has rough hands or she's wearing rings, those things will bleed pretty easily.
I don't think so. But
my tongue came off. If your balls stayed off.
I understand.
I don't think you did.
In the word of pain.
Demonstrate. First grab Joe by the balls, then bite his tongue.
Bite his tongue off.
If he says the grab by the balls is worse, I'll give him number 2. No. I'm willing to do that for the show.
Don't look, just girl.
I feel to the court, I feel that being grabbed by the balls till it bleeds is, in fact, more painful than having the tongue bit.
It wasn't just bit, Joe. It was bit off.
Okay. Still.
Bit off.
Is still more painful than having the tongue bit off.
You don't know that.
I said, in my humble opinion, I lay myself out to the court. In my
balls up, tongue out, laying himself up to the court. Ladies and gentlemen of the court, I present my balls and tongue. Have with them as you will.
This is really a tough call. Not having balls, I don't know what having them strangled until they bleed feels like.
Dear, give me your nipples.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Joe, you grab one, I'll grab one.
Have one of your tits twisted like a radio dial. And you
come here, Pip.
I've been there.
Is that AM?
1950s AM radio.
Nah, let's see if we can get the...
that the shadow knows.
Ooh.
That's underneath the tape.
Yeah. The shadow. Yes.
I can't find a station. There's nothing on this areola.
Keep twisting.
I'm having a hard time.
We're gonna have another draw.
One.
I think another draw would be apropos in this case.
I actually do think that I have another draw.
Yes, miss.
They're so close.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
The tongue is up here. The balls are down there.
But still, hurt a hell of a lot when fucked with.
There's no backstory. There's no backstory.
There is pain. It's the pain. Pain contingent.
It's love
fail.
You're just looking at the result. I want the love fails on the way.
Believe me, both fail.
She has a history. She's an animal. This is a lovely woman who's never done anything like this before. She had one bad fucking
night. Your Honor, I submit to you that the pain. Yes,
I bet you do. She's a dom.
I submit to you that the pain, both are a love fail, but the pain in this, my story, is more so than the pain in his story.
I told you, if you're willing to present your balls and tongue to the court for Pip to prove it, I will give you the case. I told you that. I'm willing to give you number two. You just have to be committed to the
Pip. Tell the judge what's going to happen.
Somebody should.
Joe just looked scared when I said I'm ready to go and rub my hands together.
Let me get some gloves so to make it sanitary.
His eyebrows flashed like, oh shit.
So what are you doing here? You doing a draw?
I'm doing a draw because they're just so similar and they're both painful. And I can't distinguish between them. They're good. They're real good. I know you're disgusted, but they're both very good.
Nice trial, counselor. Very good. Very well done.
All right, Pip, you go.
All right. This website has gone insane. Hold on.
What are you looking for, cock and balls?
No. I'm just trying to read my story, but it's
God forbid you print it out ahead of time.
Yeah, I don't do that.
No.
Three people arrested as man loses pants, $10,000 after meeting woman for sex with girlfriend nearby. Mm. A North Carolina man met up with a woman for sex while his girlfriend waited nearby.
Well, she was patient.
But he left empty-handed.
Don't want to be rude and pushy.
He left empty-handed.
Should have had a cock.
Pantsless. And missing $10,000.
Oh.
That's the part that hurt.
Christopher Hancock.
Yeah. Stop it.
Swear to God. Christopher Hancock, 37, and his girlfriend, Brittany Taylor, 27.
Sounds hot.
Had arrived at another woman's
Brittany
house.
Brittany Taylor sounds like she should be a hot little trollop.
Yeah, I know. A little day stripper. No, not day stripper. Night stripper. Come out.
Yeah, she's pretty good looking.
Thank God.
She looks sad because, you know, what happened, and they're out 10 grand, but... Yeah, she's all right.
What does she look like, Joe?
She looks all right.
You're going to have a conversation on the ride home. Go on, Pip.
I didn't say I want to date her. She looks all right.
You didn't say you didn't, and that's the problem. You want to fucking draw with me on two stories? I'll fucking go. I'll fuck up your world.
Sour puss.
The bitterness.
What, are you going to disbar me?
No, I just want you to have a miserable ride home.
Oh, are you kidding? The bitterness will be spread all over like horseradish on roast beef. He's not going to be done with this for a while.
Go on, Pip.
All right. So he had arrived at another woman's house for Hancock to have sex with on January 28th in Randleman, North Carolina, according to the Randleman Police Department. The couple claims to be in an open relationship and Hancock can have sex with other people. I notice that what goes unsaid is, and she can't. Gracelyn Brandt.
It's never said there.
I know, it's not said there, but that's what is implied. He can have sex with other people.
No, because he's the one who was having sex.
I know. Gracelyn Brandyberry, 26, greeted the couple and proceeded to take Hancock to the bedroom while Taylor waited on a couch.
Oh, I want this life.
Yeah, really?
When Hancock and Brandyberry undressed, two men came into the room and attacked him until he was unconscious.
I don't want that life.
That was a foot race, yeah.
Hancock said he was punched, choked, and missing his pants, which had $10,000 in them.
Stupid.
According to the Randleman Police press release.
Did you put your money? You ever heard of a bank?
He found another.
He was making a deposit.
He found another pair of pants to put on before running outside. The two men, Bryce Mason and Brandon Cook, both 23, were charged with common law robbery, possession of stolen property, assault and battery, and assault by strangulation. Brandyberry, Mason's girlfriend, was also arrested and charged with accessory after giving false information to the police. That was the trollop that was going to do him until he got pounced on. Mason was placed in Randolph County Jail under $150,000 secured bond. Cook was placed in the same jail and is under $30,000 secured bond. I don't know why the difference in the amounts,
yeah, really.
Because they both pounded the piss out of this guy. But here's
he wants to pound the piss out of this broad.
Here's the problem. You know, it, like Javin said, it started out such a nice story. Here's a guy going to get his while his girlfriend sits on the couch and waits outside, and then he gets the piss beaten out of him. He gets
people pay good money for that. He paid $10,000
stolen and $10,000.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah,
he got what was coming to him.
Apparently, but I think that their little tryst turned out to be a love fail.
Okay, all right, Joe, what do you got?
We have got Texas woman says boyfriend carved name into her head during hours long assault.
Well, you don't want to rush it. It's all right.
A Texas teenager carved part. Yeah.
Good for you. You came with three good stories.
Yeah.
Good for you, Joe.
Damn, you brought it this week.
A Texas teenager carved part of his name into his girlfriend's forehead with a knife. Part of an hours-long assault.
Only part, quitter.
Yeah, well, you know.
It took him an hour and he only got half the name.
No, he was,
that's the problem with kids today. They don't fucking finish a job.
Finish anything.
That's a, right, Joe? That's the problem with kids. In our day, we fucking finished. When we were carving a name in a bitch, we finished it.
Made sure we carved it nice.
That's why I'm fucking Rosenblatt. I'll wrap around that fucking head. I don't
know. All caps.
Not just stopping with Davin. All the way around.
God, well, thank God you're not a nut. People.
Thank you. The nicest thing you ever said.
So it was part of a long, part of an hours-long assault that she didn't think she'd survive, the victim, police said. Jacob Jackson Hildreth, because they always have three names, 19, was arrested Friday on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after the 22-year-old victim told police that the teen got into an argument about their relationship a day earlier. Hildreth punched his girlfriend several times and held her down before using a knife to carve his name, Jack, into her forehead, according to
It's a short name.
Well, it's still, but still it's carved into your
forehead.
Could have
been worse. Could have been Alistair. Bartholomew.
I think if you get anything carved in your forehead, it's not good.
It's getting smart.
Yeah, but in the grand scheme of things, it could have been worse.
So her forehead is going to say Ja?
Yeah, just a Ja. He didn't fucking finish?
No, he did. It was...
He said he didn't finish the name.
Jack. Well, he said he carved Jack into her forehead. Looks like... Nope, I'm seeing the picture. Yeah, it was Jack.
Good for him.
She got the whole word in there.
I apologize for saying he was a quitter. My bad.
Right. Hilda's girlfriend, Katrina Morales, said the attack started early Thursday and continued into the afternoon, she told KSAT.
No break?
You know, you got things to do.
Guy puts in a day's work, you give him that.
Yeah. He was going to put me in the closet until he figured out what he was going to do with my body.
You don't want to rush something like that, Joe.
Yeah.
You want to make sure she's perfectly aged?
No, you don't want to like doing a song and go, I ripped off her nipples, but really I should have carved my name in the head. That would have shown who I was.
Bring her back out.
Yeah. Put thought into it.
Like the story said, he was going to put me in the closet until he figured out what he was going to do with my body, she told the station. Don't trust everybody you think you might know. Hildreth fled the residence after the attack, which took place just 3 weeks after the couple met on Facebook.
Oh, what could go wrong?
I love that. Don't trust anybody you think you might know. Yeah, they met three weeks after on Facebook.
You don't know anybody.
One fucking eggplant, my heart swooned, and there I was.
The teen was left with a broken jaw in three places after Hildreth literally punched her in the face about 10 times. Morales also suffered a black eye and her face was covered in large bruises. She's scared for her life. He tried to kill her, Morales' mother, Juanita Lopez, told KSAT. I don't want him ever out again because he's going to hurt somebody else again. At the time of his arrest, Hildreth had two outstanding warrants, including one assaulting a family member by strangulation, the Express News reported. Hildreth was jailed late Sunday on $75,000 bond, scheduled to appear in court next month.
I always like to date people who have domestic assault cases against them on their family. That because I think that that's like a green flag.
It's weird though. It wasn't on his Facebook profile, so she had no way of knowing.
Yeah.
And look at the guy's picture. What a nice man. You would never.
Wait, which one's the girl?
This is the girl.
Oh.
Wait.
This is the girl.
They both look like boys.
Yeah. Whoa, wait.
Yeah, well, she had the shit punched out of her, so she kind of
got swollen up. Yeah, she's a little swollen.
And you can
swollen,
see where the full word Jack has been carved into her face.
Oh, my God.
Did he spell
God.
It right?
Yeah.
All right, good for him.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a hard word.
I think all the tattoos on his face are spelled right, too.
Yeah.
So theoretically here, if Joe or I, if we have the story, could pull this out here as the win.
Yes.
Since we have two draws.
Yeah.
What was your story again?
Lost pants.
Yeah. All right. I feel good. I like your work.
Thank you. Thank you, Counselor.
One of your best efforts in quite some time.
Thank you.
At least a year.
Actually, yeah, this has been your best round.
Yeah. Okay, are we ready?
I don't know.
Take a deep breath.
I don't know.
A cheating wife organized a modern-day medieval duel between her husband and her lover, getting them to fight to the death to win her affection, according to a prosecutor. Yes, the jaw is open, the eyes are squinty now and confused. This is what you're looking for out of Pip right here. This is...
what?
Yes, this is how this encourages me. I feed off your bewilderment.
Please say more.
It's a literal feast.
It really is. What a
Nom nom nom. But of course, it wouldn't be one of my fucking stories if there wasn't some bullshit names to pronounce.
Oh, good.
Asta Jakoskiene.
Same to you.
Thank you. 35 was married to Giedruis Joskoskis, 42, but started an affair with Mantis Kvidaris, 25. Right there I should win. Right there I should win. You come with Jack and I come with this shit. I'm coming with Scrabble fucking words, motherfucker.
You think that capital whatever it was or that politics word was tough?
Really, we just get warmed up. After he was released from prison in Lithuania, Kingston Crown Court heard, Kvidaris traveled to the UK to be with her, but her husband did not want a divorce, and they continued having a sexual relationship, according to testimony by Metro UK.
Wait, who did?
The husband.
The husband and the wife continued to have a sexual relationship while she's got the boyfriend waiting in the wings?
Well, no, he came to fuck her, too.
Yeah,
he came, after he got out of jail, he came to the UK to fuck her.
Yeah, I get that.
Everybody's like, fucking this piece of ass.
Let's see pictures.
She brought the two together for what prosecutors called a medieval duel in East London in June, ending with the husband stabbed to death with at least 35 wounds to the neck, chest, and shoulder, the paper said. This was not a fistfight that escalated. It was a murderous assault with a single-bladed knife with death in it as the inevitable outcome, prosecutor Hugh Davies told the court. In their different ways, each man felt that they had claims over Asta Jakoskiene, did you? The situation was inevitably going to come to a head. Kvidaris has admitted to the murder that prosecutors say was orchestrated by his married lover. The prosecution case is that she is a manipulative and controlling figure central to the orchestration of these events, Davies told the court, according to Metro. After the murder, Jakoskiene harbored Kvidaris, deleting messages between them and lying to police, the court heard. Jakoskiene denies conspiracy to murder and perverting the course of justice. The trial continues. First of all, so we got multiple love fails here.
Wait, Wait.
She tried to protect him after he murdered her.
Yeah, so she harbored him someplace, but they know that the other guy's dead, right?
Yes.
I mean, so they figured that out, but she's hiding him.
Yeah, she lied and deleted messages and, you know, was trying to say... I think she might have been trying to cover her own ass, is what she was doing. She was trying to cover her own ass, going, oh, I didn't know this guy.
Yeah, she had a dogfight with her lovers.
Yeah. So here, first, we got multiple love fails here.
Okay.
Cheating. Your first love fail. Pretty easy to understand.
Yeah.
The person you were cheating with is a prisoner. Second love fail.
He spent his time. He did his time to society.
You're cheating with a prisoner in jail. Now, here's the really big love fail. One of your lovers is dead. The other will be in jail. You're going to go to jail, too. So you're never going to be with them again. If you just want to run away with the fucking guy or divorce the guy, you could have completed this unholy tryst. And you could have been with your lover. But you're so bad at love, you're never going to see him again. Except in court when he gets fucking led away before you get led away. Ladies and gentlemen of the court, I contend. A medieval duel to the death is the ultimate love fail from 2019 to 2020. And the names are bonus.
I disagree.
Of course you do. You have a vested interest.
Yes, I do. I would say that, yes, it's true, somebody died. But, however, it's pain. And it's pain of an incident that will live long after the incident is over. This woman was beaten, and she has the name of the person that attacked her carved into her forehead, which she will see day in and day out through the rest of her life. This pain was an incident. The pain that she will suffer will be day in and day out for the rest of her life. She will see that name day in and day out the rest of her life. Therefore, I feel my love fail is the one that is the best one.
Yeah, I don't think so. Like, your whole claim to fame is my bitch survived. Yippee skippy. Woohoo! Yay for her!
You sat down in the law library and worked that one up.
I most certainly did. Looked it up, looked at case law.
Spent hours on the library on that one,
yeah,
huh?
I most certainly did, Joe. I'm glad you recognized the effort I put into it. A medieval duel.
What did you
to
do?
Death. You failed so badly at having an affair. An affair is a love fail in its own, but it's an everyday run-of-the-mill love fail. That's just where we're getting going. A prisoner. Again, you're leaving your husband who loves you so much that even when you're fucking somebody else, I'll stick around. You leave him for a prisoner. You can't leave well enough alone and just go off with this guy. You go, you know what? What could possibly go wrong if I have these two guys
but
go
But are the perpetrators carved into your forehead for you to see day in and day out?
I know. The husband had the
You do know.
No, yes, of course, Joe. The husband was lazy enough to fucking die. What a scumbag. Really?
But you won't be... You'll have the memory of it, but you'll...
No, but there's two other people who failed at love, and they're going to remember this shit forever, but they're not going to remember it together because they failed so fucking badly. It's not about who dies and who doesn't die. It's about love fail. This was love fail on multiple
and it's
levels.
About, and this, in this thing, it's about when a love fail will be relived day in and day out for the simple fact that the person that perpetrated this has their name on your forehead. Day in and day out. 365 days a year.
I should go to Dr. Pimple Popper. She'll be fine.
Not with this one. I love that show, though.
Do you?
Oh, I
God,
love that
it's
show.
It's disgusting. It's
never,
rules.
Never seen it.
I love that show.
You should tune in.
I watch 90 Day Fiancé. That's my jam.
That show stinks.
No, it doesn't.
Well, actually, you know what? Some of the women on there, that ain't even worth their time, you know?
That's really the takeaway from the whole thing, isn't it, Jeff? I know it doesn't turn
Order in the court! Order in the court!
It doesn't turn you on like a traffic cone, so you're not going to entertain them. I understand.
Hey, don't be
still in session
with traffic cones.
Well, you fucking took it there.
I understand. You stole me for doing this in your chambers, but nonetheless.
A lot of things have happened in those chambers. You don't want to see what's going on underneath that robe.
No, nobody wants to be there. I'm offended. Now, here's the thing that bothers me.
Just one?
No.
You are a sadistic bitch. That's the redheaded in her.
There's what do you think I dye this shit with?
Blood.
Yes.
Of scorned lovers.
Yes. Bingo. There are a couple things.
Was the name of the dog that almost died in the other story. See, I tied it all together.
Bingo was his name.
Yes, it was. B-I-N-G-O.
There was a fiancé had a dog.
The way you clapped, you look like you just came home from the day program.
He was trying out for cheer. Yeah. So here's the thing that bothers me, and tell me if I'm wrong about this.
I will.
I've stopped him once.
It's my jam. It's what I do.
One of the things that's here is that in your particular love fail, Davin.
Yes.
Here are these three people enmeshed in this really sick relationship.
Yes.
Love
has failed
problem.
On multiple levels.
However, crazy bitch comes up with the idea that I want my two lovers to duel medieval style. Mm-hmm. And they do it.
Because they're crazy too.
Yeah. But this is... Now, you're arguing that he died, and that's like...
No, that's not my argument. That's how Joe wanted to frame it. My argument is we've had love fails all along the way. I have multiple love fails.
Mm-hmm.
It has failed.
Well, I didn't frame it that he died. I framed it that he died, and I feel that it's inconsequential to my story of his severity.
It's not about severity. It's about love fails. There was epic love fails along the way.
I mean, there's a
these were people. Here's another way. These were people that were invested in each other. We're talking about marriage. We're talking about a long-time relationship in a fucking jail cell. 3 weeks on Facebook. I do that all the time. I don't even bring that to the show.
But nonetheless, it is still a relationship.
And how many people have you carved Davin into? That's Wait, well, say it louder to the mic.
I can't say right now.
and you know what people are like, is that David? No, it's Davin. Davin, I never heard of a name. Davin.
He must have spelled it wrong.
Yeah, he must have.
Not like that Jack guy who got it right.
There's another.
I can't answer until I know all the extradition laws, so I will plead the fifth.
There's another show that argues he can't even fucking spell David, so what good is that? It's really difficult. I appreciate Joe's argument about how horrifying it would be to see your perpetrator's name on your forehead. But there's something so... I mean, it that one feels more like assault rather than love fail, because the multiple layers of you know, screwing up your relationship, you know, cheating with somebody else, and then like making them duel to the death, and then not realizing that's going to keep you all apart. It is. That was like a just, you know, a terrible falling down in every which way. By a very slight margin, though, I have to give it to Davin.
Yes!
Well, you were very humble about that.
Very
humble. I will say, the competition was excellent.
I gave you a hell of a run.
You most certainly
gave me a hell of a run.
You brought it.
This was... really difficult.
I got to give you credit, too. I had to argue my ass off tonight. I mean, a lot of times I get it running away, but I had to argue my ass off tonight.
Yeah. No,
I feel like my argument is what got me that one, too. Yeah.
It was only the argument.
That's what broke it down.
Because the stories were, all of the stories you guys brought, damn, I failed finding good stories.
And I understand why my deer didn't make it onto the list.
Oh, jeez, I know.
I'll tell you what, this title means a lot to me. First of all, because I keep the streak alive. But second of all, because Joe brought it for three fucking stories.
Oh, my God.
So kudos to you, Joe.
Thank you. And I actually thought, I actually wasn't that thrilled with the stories I had.
I was not that thrilled with my stories either. So I appreciate everybody making it easier this year. No, it was a very... So Pip and I were talking before the show. It was very challenging to find people who fucked up in love.
Yeah. But it was all really great because it wasn't all death and depravity.
We brought the creativity.
It was a lot of depravity and creativity.
Yes. And the thing about it is, it has to be the seventh year we've done this?
Yeah.
No more than that.
Oh, maybe 8 years. And the thing about it is, as we go and as the competition gets tighter, you have to present your case. So your search words are China, captivity, India.
I know.
Moose.
Really?
Yeah. You know.
Those were none of my search words.
Pakistan, bamboo. Yeah. I try to come up with some fucking thing.
I would be afraid. Now, if I was on like tenterhooks with my relationship with Mr. Helix, I would be really afraid for a divorce attorney to get their hands on my search.
It's a problem.
Stuff.
It's a problem.
And because they'd be like, oh, she was planning on killing you.
Well, well, the thing about it too, I'm at the day program and I'm trying to bring up some stories stuff like that. So I'm like, man punishes wife, porn. To the get-go comes up, and I'm like, okay.
No.
So after an hour and a half, Joe's ready to look the stories again.
It was
challenging.
Yeah.
I feel Joe was worthy competition. Pip a little disappointed.
Yeah, I know. I do bow down to both of you. As
well,
finding,
you should.
Stop putting your hands on my head. Right. Because you guys really brought it this year. I was having a really hard time finding good stories. I was going more for, like, you know, the funny, but you guys made me laugh really hard tonight. They were great.
Before we conclude, this I was going to use as a story. It actually is not true, but it's just so ridiculous. I wanted to read it. Okay, California missing hiker was held captive as a sex slave to a 200-pound female cougar.
What?
That's not true, you say?
Yeah. Californian man who had been missing for over 2 weeks after a three-day planned hiking trip was found alive this week at the southwestern edge of Yosemite National Park. Adam Labruski, 27, was found by rescuers this week after he managed to travel 26 miles with a broken ankle and no food for 13 days. Labruski had injured himself during the hike and taken refuge in a cave where little did he know there was a mountain lion already living there with her cubs. Labruski was held captive by the mountain lion, who refused to let him leave the cave but did not harm him in any fashion. The young man also alleges that the female cougar mistook him for a sexual partner and forced itself upon him on several occasions. One thing led to another, and I found myself having sexual intercourse with a 200-pound full-grown female cougar, the young man also reports. Visibly
Where's
amused
the fail
by
in this story?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So this isn't true.
Labruski claims that the female mountain lion forcibly rubbed its genitals on him numerous occasions and that he felt compelled to give her an orgasm, fearing for his life.
What was the cougar's name? Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah. If I did not give her what she wanted, she would get really aggressive and all. But as I told
I
a friend, I've had worse sex my life with human beings, he added laughingly.
I was just banging a cougar.
Pussy's pussy.
Yeah. Although Labruski's fiance did not take so kindly to the news, he says she is happy that he is healthy and well and does not consider what happened as cheating under these particular circumstances.
It wasn't a cheetah. Huddle-a-huddle-a-hoo.
Yeah, a little laugh.
Wait a second.
Come on, I ain't lying.
Was this?
You made the audience roar.
I feel great about it.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's our segment.
Wait a second.
All right.
He had a wife or a girlfriend?
It's a fiction.
It's a girlfriend. It's a
story. The girlfriend right. didn't yeah. think he was cheating.
All right. Do you want to do the rundown real quick, or is it just because there's too many stories we can't? What do you want to do?
Oh, no. It was just in the first round. Davin
Number three.
Davin had Nature Lover. And
Leaf
Joe
lover.
Had... Leaf lover.
Cone lover.
And Joan had cone lover, and I just crossed out mine.
No, we just need the wins. So Joe and I...
Joe and Davin tied.
Yes.
Number two, Joe and Davin tied again with the bite of the tongue and the ball squeezing. And number one...
Just another day at the den.
Davin was triumphant with the three-way medieval war versus... carving Jack in the forehead Joe's story.
Very good. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back in short order. We'll do Scamming Scammers with Han. We're running late tonight, but I guess it's going to be a long show. I guess we're not finishing on time. Oh, well.
Yeah, well.
I'm Han.